A Federal Aviation Administration report says LAB Flying Service lacks the care, judgment, and responsibility required to hold an air carrier certificate. The 28-page report released after the FAA grounded the Southeast air carrier last week indicates all LAB planes were in deplorable condition. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more.
The detailed account shows a history of shoddy maintenance and inspections, improperly installed parts, poorly kept, and even falsified records. In short, LAB continued to operate on airworthy aircraft. FAA Alaska Counsel Howard L. Martin Jr. sets out 7 counts against the company. Each count specifies problems with particular aircraft since 2006, but Martin states that LAB has failed to comply with federal regulations for at least the last 8 years. He cites 5 instances in 2002 and 2003 of things breaking or falling off aircraft during flight. Investigation of those incidents led to additional violations. Martin's report is written like it was the last straw. Indeed, it was, according to FAA Western Region spokesman Alan Kennitzer. He says FAA inspectors chose an emergency revocation because it's the most severe penalty the agency can impose on a carrier.
You can get fined, you can get suspended, and then you get revoked. And they chose to go for revocation because of the seriousness of this.
Company officials maintained their license revocation was totally unexpected. But the report indicates the federal agency over the years has imposed fines in varying amounts against LAB for maintenance and safety violations. A $50,000 penalty in 2004 was partially forgiven because of assurances from the company that it would correct the problems and prevent future ones. According to the FAA report, LAB has not taken effective steps to correct its maintenance practices and procedures. Take, for example, counts 5 and 6 of the emergency order of revocation, referencing planes that did not pass the June FAA inspection. The counts list, among other things, incorrectly installed and severely worn brake discs, deep grooves in tire sidewalls, cut by brake calipers, many loose or missing rivets, an engine exhaust shield ready to fall off, engine leaks, leaking fuel tanks, corrosion, wing cracks, bolts missing that hold a wing to the fuselage. In June of last year, a fire was discovered in a Piper Cherokee 6 shortly after takeoff from Cake. The pilot returned, landed safely, and everyone got out moments before the fire destroyed the plane. The National Transportation Safety Board determined the fire was caused by a leaking exhaust system. The blaze burned a hole in the steel firewall, deformed the engine mounts, and scorched the propeller. That indicates the temperatures in the fire exceeded 2,000 degrees, according to the report. 2 months ago, FAA inspectors discovered the same engine bolted onto another aircraft. LAB personnel confirmed they intended to return the engine to service, though they didn't know the extent of the fire damage. FAA attorney Martin says the attempted use of the engine demonstrates a callous disregard for the safety of others. LAB has appealed the revocation of its license. The FAA is expected to respond to that appeal by the close of business today. Then the National Transportation Safety Board will take up the case. LAB cannot apply to the FAA for a new operating certificate for at least 1 year. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.